Welcome to Radio Gallery, a show about ideas, people, and artists in Minnesota, with support from the Red Mug Coffee House and Gallery in Superior, and the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. I'm your host, Maya Jensen. Ceramic sculptor and UMD professor Elizabeth James joins us today for a conversation about her current solo exhibition, Clayscapes, a journey through local landscapes. From an airplane view of the lift bridge to the blue moon over Lake Superior, James talks about putting together the show.
My name is Liz James, and I work in ceramics.
And you're a professor here?
Yes, I am. I've been here now at UMD for, this is my eighth year.
So you just went to a national conference and you took students with?
Yes, we did. We took seven students to the National Council on the Education of Ceramic Arts, NCECA, down in Kansas City, Missouri. We all trekked down there, 6,000 attendees. It was such a fantastic experience because you expose them to all aspects of clay. There's ceramic art in every nook, cranny, coffee shop, gallery, corner, U-Haul, everything. I mean, there's ceramic work everywhere, and it's wonderful to expose them to that, and also all different aspects of clay. They all have come back inspired and excited, and hopefully they will live nonstop till the end of the semester in the studio.
There's no rushing, is there? You have to plan ahead.
No, that's when I tell my students, that's when, you know, bad things happen to good work. It's like all good things. You know, you take your time, you pace, you let it talk to you, and then you are able to work with it.
So you have a solo exhibition.
I do. It's over at the Crook Gallery at UWS. The title of the show is Clayscapes. And a lot of the work that I'm doing right now reference the landscapes and the human element within the landscapes. There's one large wall installation. This one was based off of Blue Moon over Superior. When we had our harvest moon, our blue moon, I went running on down to the lake and was checking out the lake and the twinkles and the sparkles of the lake that in theory only comes once in a blue moon. And so this wall piece is inspired by that, and it's a delightful piece. There's a tall grass series, and which is a floor installation, and basically what I want people to experience when they walk in there is to look down on top of the forms and think about when you're walking through the snow area and you start to see the peaks of green kind of poking up through the snow, and that there's hope yet that spring is going to be here and everything's going to be warm and beautiful and lovely again.
Talk about your combination of being a wheel potter, mm-hmm. but really working sculpturally. You really bridge that.
Well, I think a lot of it evolves from grad school. I had always been a wheel thrower and a functional potter. And I wasn't not a production potter because I didn't make enough, but I still used the wheel and I still made functional work. And then when I went back to grad school, I wanted to push it and use the wheel more as a tool to express my ideas. And I find a great satisfaction. It's a fun challenge.
I really love how when you really step back from some of your bigger works, like a wall installation, you don't think... That's a pot.
Oh, it's amazing when you see it. I just want to do a cartwheel, if I could still do a cartwheel. I absolutely love it when it's up on the wall. And originally, I start making a small prototype, which would basically be like a 2-foot by 2-foot area. And then after that, I start making multiple pieces of the forms. Believe it or not, I wake up in the middle of the night and I start assembling it visually. And I have pieces and I set out and I have like little small prototypes. And then they start to grow and expand. A lot of it's intuitive, but a lot of it is experience. You know, after installing everything, I look back and went, wow, this is a fun show. I really, really enjoyed it. And thank you, UWS and Shannon Casino, for letting me have this wonderful experience.
Clayscapes by Liz James is at the Crook Gallery at UW Superior through April 1st. Radio Gallery is produced at KUMD by Maya Jensen and Ian Ducharme. Music by Willie Murphy. Listen again at KUMD.org under programs. Have an idea for a guest? Drop me a note at jensen@KUMD.org. For Radio Gallery, I'm Maya Jensen. Thanks for listening.